Okay. So neither Dr. Luchuk or I have any disclosures to make. And background is that there have been persistent disparities in African American women and between African American women and European women in birth outcomes, and particularly related to low birth weight and premature births. They're two times or higher in African American women. And this disparity has persisted for over 100 years. And if there have been any progress over those 100 years, it's been that actually for European American rates getting higher instead of African American women rates improving. So in particular, South Carolina, which is where this study took place, the mortality rate in 2004 for African American women babies was 6.4 per 1,000 live births, compared to 15.1 for African American women children. And for 2005, as far as premature birth rates were concerned, there was 11.8 for African American births, compared to 6.8 for European American births. So both of those are about double or more of difference between African American and white women. So the weathering hypothesis, for those who are unfamiliar with it, says that the health of African American women deteriorates in early adulthood as a consequence of cumulative socioeconomic disadvantage, and this disadvantage actually increases over time, that the impact increases over time. And it's gotten a lot of interest in recent years. The weathering hypothesis generates great interest, as they say, and it was first introduced in 1992 by Gironis. It was based on observation that white women had lowest level of low birth weight and preterm births in the age range of 25 to 29, as opposed to African American women who had their best results in the teen years. So they hypothesized that neighborhood disadvantages and deprivation caused African American women to have health issues, chronic health diseases that impacted their children's birth weight and mortalities. The data for this study is very interesting because South Carolina has one of the best systems of linking different types of data in the country. And you see, if you look at this, that there's a huge amount of different data involved, from mental health to alcohol and drug, education, emergency room visits, everything you can think of. And all of those are integrated in a data system through what we call our Office of Research Statistics. And this particular study looks at three different sets of data: hospital discharge records, birth certificate data, and Medicaid and another public health system claim data. So those are the three systems that we look at in this particular study. The two questions she looks at in this study are: deteriorating health conditions before pregnancy more prevalent among African American women than European American women? Is that true? And are deteriorating health conditions associated with poorer health outcomes? Okay. And the two health conditions he looks at before birth is hypertension and diabetes. And does that affect the birth outcomes for the children? And so we looked at all the births between, or she looked at, between 2004 and 2006. And she only included the single live birth because the chances of low birth weight and prematurity increase with multiple births. So that's, she only included those single births. And then she took out the little bit of what she thought would be the noise, that the unlikely birth weights and gestational ages. So she took out the birth weights that were under 500 grams and the gestational ages that were under 20 weeks or over 44 weeks. And she only included African-American women and European-American women, not Hispanic or other races, so we could look at just that relationship. And they linked particular sets of data, birth certificate data, to hospital discharge records, so they could see whether the diabetes or hypertension was before, during, or after the birth of the child. So those were linked. And then they also linked Medicaid billing and the public health insurance, which was the state health insurance. But we didn't have private health insurance information, just the public. Okay, so the sample after all of this was done was 46,083. And 98% of them, we were able to match up the birth records with the hospital discharge records. And they had a smaller number that had either Medicaid or the other health insurance, so that reduced it further. And then women who had, they wanted to see over time the coverage of the insurance, so they restricted it further. So they had 18 months of coverage before the birth of the child during that three-year period. So we could look at that, the records for those. The dependent variable in the study was low birth weight and premature birth. And let's look at the age range. They looked at low birth weight in categories, and same thing for prematurity. Let's see. It was very low weight. Let me look at the range for those. Sorry. Yes, very low birth weight, which was under 1,500 grams. Medium low birth weight, which was between 1,500 and 2,799 grams. And then normal birth weight, which was 2,800 to 4,000, and one more was over 4,000. So they were categorical. Premature birth, they looked at gestational age under 32 weeks versus 32 to 36 weeks, and then they had another one for 37 plus. And so those were categorical variables. And then the independent variable was hypertension or the diabetes. And those were also put into categories. Hypertension had different ranges depending on when they happened. Was it before the birth of the child, just during the child, or was it complicated and before and during? And the same thing for the diabetes, just before, just during, or both periods. So those are all categorical data. And then she also had demographic data in there. So the analysis, they had three different kinds. They did frequencies on the different demographics and stuff, chi-square, and as well as logistic regression that were age stratified, because the interaction variable between race and age was found to be significant. And some of the characteristics of the population, 51% were African American. South Carolina has a pretty significant African American population. 32% had less than high school education. Mean age of the women were 24, 64%. As you can see, were unmarried, 86% were on Medicaid. So a significant percentage was on Medicaid, and even for the women in the higher income, not higher, but not as low income, Medicaid was a significant funding source because it covers childbirth. And 30% were smokers. It was interesting that actually the white population had more smokers than the black population. And in spite of that, there were still differences found, even in spite of the smoking among the white women. So let's see. more births were for African-American women that were between the range of 20 to 24, and fewer after 30. So the African-American women tend to have their children younger. Education, African-American women had lower level of education in our population, in our sample, and BMI was also higher among the African-American women. And marital status, 83% of the African-American women were unmarried versus 19% of the white women. Oh, and one other thing, education. More African-American women had fewer than high school education, but about the same had high school graduation. Smoking, as I said, was a interesting factor, 30% for white women compared to 10% for African-American women. We thought prenatal care would be a factor, but they both had pretty decent, higher rates, 73% among whites in the first trimester, 62% in African-American. Health insurance, a lot of them were Medicaid, 78% for whites and 94% for African Americans. The models used had a kind of progressive stage, three different stages. First looked at race and ethnicity as the independent variables, then they added demographic variables in there, and then finally they added hypertension and diabetes during pregnancy. Okay. For the first research questions, are health conditions more prevalent among African American women? And of course, the health conditions we looked at was diabetes and high blood pressure. And it's pretty clear from the graph that there were differences, particularly over time. For the youngest group, there wasn't that many. There were about 7% for both. But as time went on, for the oldest group, 35 plus, it was nearly double. So the rise was much greater as the women got older. For diabetes, there really wasn't as much of a difference as the women got a little older. They both went up, and African-American women did have slightly higher, even at the highest age range, but it wasn't significant. Okay. The second research question was, are deteriorating health conditions related to poor health birth outcomes? And for hypertension, they were found to be significant with both prematurity and low birth weights, and it was very small p there, 0.001. For diabetes, it was associated with prematurity only, and again, the p was very low. From my understanding, low birth weight is not an issue with diabetes. The babies tend to be bigger with diabetes, so you wouldn't expect that to be significant. So preterm births was the first one we talked about. The rate of preterm birth was 13% for African Americans compared to 10% for European Americans, again, for those 3 years. And here's the graph for that. Through logistic regression, we identified a significant interaction between age and race in the crude model. Although it is statistically insignificant in models 2 and 3 after adjusting for multiple testing. Due to the same reason as the analysis in the low birth weight, we stratified the data by age for the remaining analysis because that interaction variable was found to be significant. In crude models, the racial gap in preterm delivery was modest among young women from the 20 age range. However, this racial difference was increased among those age 35 years or older. The adjustment of the other sociodemographic demographic and health variables increased the gap among those aged 30 to 34 and did not change estimates in the other age group. That was interesting. Only for that one group, the 30 to 34, did sociodemographic variables increase the difference. Further adjustment of hypertension and diabetes before and during pregnancy did not change that racial gap. But there is clearly a gap that gets bigger with age, as you can see from the graph. Low birth weight had similar results. Rates were 13% for African American and 7% for European American. So you can see that's almost double. And the graph for that looks almost exactly the same. Age stratified odds ratio for preterm birth by hypertension and diabetes status were modeled in model number 3. Women with pre-existing or chronic hypertension had odds ratio, and they give you a 1.2 to 1.7 times as higher of that of women without any hypertension diagnosis as having preterm deliveries. Women with pregnancy-related hypertension had an odds ratio of 2.3, as high as that of women without such conditions of having preterm delivery. And women with pregnancy-related hypertension and superimposed, so these had both of them, hypertension, had the highest risk of having a preterm delivery. Odds ratio for this group were 3.4 to 4.9, and its effect increased with age for the different groups. Furthermore, women with pre-existing diabetes had higher odds of having a preterm delivery than those without diabetes in some age groups, such as, and then they named some groups. But basically, you can tell that the odds ratio keep getting higher for whether it was pre-existing, whether and then pregnancy-related, and then both, before and during. The odds ratio keep getting higher for those different groups. So those were the findings. The limitations was that it was a billing data set, so it's only the women who went to the hospital and had insurance that are included. Second one is the inability to discern who's not having care because of that insurance and not, or versus not even needing treatment. So there might be some that we're excluding because of that. And she felt she had pretty strict restrictions on who was included and who wasn't. So we might be actually underestimating what's going on. And again, it leaves out the women who aren't seeking the care. She feels that data set does show potential for studying weathering hypothesis, especially in terms of the race-age interaction and effect. And despite limitations of the data sets, there are some interesting results that suggest that the weathering hypothesis could be supported. And what else can we do with the research? Other data sets with more behavioral and psychological data such as PRAMS would be interesting because particularly stress might be an important factor throughout life that might be impacting the results. So it would be also interesting to have more years of the data to see what goes on over an extended period of time. The hypothesis is that what age were the people diagnosed with the disease? If they've had hypertension for a long time, is that like wears down the body more, you know, or is, you know, it just would be interesting to have additional years of data and more information about their health records to see if we can make that connection. And with major funding, like I said, the medical records would shed more light on the chronic health disease condition. And adding small for gestational age as an outcome might be helpful as well. So acknowledgement, this grant was made, this research was made possible by a grant from the Women and Gender Studies Department. It was called the Josephine Abney Award. And of course, that Office of Research Statistics did a huge amount of putting the data together and making it possible for us to look at the relationships that were there. And the EPI department did the biostatistics analysis for the study.